Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Noongar Elder Jim Morrison has welcomed the West Australian Government's settlement of a three-year class action over stolen wages for thousands of Aboriginal people. The $180 million settlement offers redress to First Nations people who worked between the 1930s and 70s and were subject to a state government policy that withheld up to 75% of their wage. Uncle Jim Morrison is the chairperson of the West Australian Stolen Generations Aboriginal Corporation. He told NITV he has mixed emotions.
Bring some closure to a lot of Stolen Generations people who've lost their wages in whatever stage they were at in life, because our people went from missions to farms and anywhere else too where there was an opportunity for employers to take money off us because we weren't citizens. You know, the damning part too is when wages were being kept, our children were stolen. So I come with mixed responses as to what it will do.
The Israel Defence Forces has released videos of combat activity in Gaza as troops prepare to enter the main city. The IDF says more than 130 Hamas militants have been targeted in recent hours, with damage to their infrastructure and the destruction of weapons. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari says troops have surrounded Gaza City.
IDF fighters completed the encirclement of Gaza City, the centre of the Hamas terrorist organisation. In the last hours, artillery and infantry forces, in cooperation with the Air Force, have been attacking bases, headquarters, concentration points and other terror infrastructure used by Hamas and its terrorists.
Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he'll use his upcoming visit to Tel Aviv to discuss steps Israel can and should take to reduce civilian casualties.
And so we will be talking about concrete steps that can and should be taken to minimize harm to men, women and children in Gaza. And this is something that the United States is committed to. I'm not going to get into the details here, but it's very much on the agenda.
Authorities in Turkey have arrested Hakan Ayık and 36 others who are involved in what police have called an international armed organised crime organisation. Mr. Ayık has been on the most wanted list in New South Wales for more than a decade, connected to offences over the supply of large commercial quantities of drugs. Turkish Interior Minister Ali Ökalay says the arrest happened in Istanbul and the crime ring was allegedly involved in international drug trafficking and money laundering. Mr. Ayık has been wanted by authorities since leaving Australia in 2010 after police arrested associates of his in relation to a large drug shipment. A new report on the health of refugees in Australia shows they're less likely to self-report cancer and mental health conditions. Using census data, researchers from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found refugees were 60% less likely to report asthma and cancer when compared to the rest of the Australian population. They were also 50% less likely to report chronic lung conditions and mental health issues. The Institute's Vanessa D'Souza says there may be cultural considerations for the underreporting, particularly relating to mental health.
We do know that there might be some self-report limitations when it comes to mental health conditions. So we do know that there might be a reluctance or a stigma attached with talking about mental health conditions, and that maybe accessing services might be difficult. So we do hope that it shines a light in some ways on some of the areas that could be improved on.
The Australian National Maritime Museum is adding more than 1,000 names to the National Monument to Migration in Sydney. The occasion will be marked with a ceremony this weekend. The Australian National Maritime Museum is home to the National Monument to Migration and a digital hub which shares the migration stories behind some of the people whose names have been inscribed on the wall. The museum's deputy director, Michael Baldwin, says the monument is an important reminder of the history of migration in Australia.
I think it's so easy to see the conflict that exists now in different parts of the world and brings into focus the things that divide us. But as a community, I think we need to work hard to recognise and draw attention to the things that bring us together. Australia is a richer country because of the blended cultures and the blended traditions that are part of our community.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.